Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Not Wet Water, but I think it was always Adventure River. I think they just changed the name eventually or something along those lines. But I remember going there once. And I didn't go back. I only went the one time.
Emmanuel Hardy saying they closed Adventure River due to high insurance rates and low attendance. I guess after a while it had run its course.
But I think you need an indoor.
Place was always packed.
You need an indoor-outdoor water park.
It had probably run its course in terms of you got to update, and I'm sure insurance rates are high and all that. But in terms of need and hot Memphis summertime, yeah, instead of that money going to Nashville. Nashville Shores, I think, is where my wife took us to. Though I want to give them our money. You know, let's have one here. That's absolutely a necessary one.
Yeah.
We've stumbled upon some true needs here.
Yeah. What was that beach called? Didn't they shut it down?
Maywood, fool.
Maywood. Did they fill that thing up?
I mean, it was a man-made beach.
Yeah, they filled it up, right?
When you say filled it up, what do you mean? It got too crowded to even have it anymore? What are you saying when they filled it up?
And they closed it.
And wasn't that where exactly was Maywood? Because I never got
it
there.
It was in Olive Branch.
That's what I said. Yeah. That wasn't exactly Memphis.
It was the beach. Sure it was the beach within reach, man.
Man-made beach.
I remember going to that as a kid, and I actually was like,
your mom took you to Maywood Beach?
No, this was a doing of my father.
Oh, really?
Yes, this is my dad.
He said, I got a great idea. I'm going to take you to the beach,
that's
kid.
That's right. That's exactly right. And
I heard that thing was dirty.
Oh, man, it was. I recall sand, though.
You did Maywood Beach but never had the pleasure of going to Adventure River. I sort of think of those as the same era.
Well, I didn't do Adventure River. I did Wild Water and Wheels.
Okay, well, it's the same thing but different.
Yeah, but it wasn't Adventure River. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was the kind of water park where you would just not be surprised at all if there was a turd in the lazy river.
Maywood.
No, Adventure River.
At one time it was considered, very highly and respectable that you wouldn't get all that. Now you could get that, John, any water park you go to. Mm-hmm. If you got some fool coming up in the place. Some young John Martin or something that just wants to laugh with his buds or whatever.
I would not feel comfortable.
We're not talking about poop, all right? I'm done with it. You hear me? We got a standard. There's a line, and I won't go over it anymore.
Yes.
Okay? So don't talk about any form of it.
Yeah.
Got it?
No.
But need a water park in whatever form just updated. Memphis could absolutely use one.
Yeah. And then we would, we would be able to figure out the rest of it.
I always want to talk about poop, Brett.
I enjoy the indoor. It is too hot sometimes for the outdoor water park. The indoor water park, like they have one of these in French Lick, Indiana. If you drive up there, the home of Larry Bird. These wonderful, and they have like, what we need? We need a Great Wolf Lodge. That's what we need, a Great
Wolf
Lodge.
What's over there at Bass Pro, isn't it? What's Great Wolf Lodge?
Don't they have
a lodge over there at Bass Pro?
No, but the Great Wolf Lodge, if you look at it online once, they have one in Cincinnati. These Great Wolf Lodges, and families go to them because they have an indoor water park. You get the wristband. Kid is self-contained.
Yep.
And you're rocking and rolling, and the adults go to the bar.
Okay, well, I could get behind that.
I see it. Got the pool.
Yeah.
You know, the kiddies, the adults go to the bar.
Great.
I see what you're saying.
Self-contained family trips.
Indoor water park there. I see the slides indoors, like
now,
you're saying.
Now, one of the things we have to take into consideration is with
that.
COVID, a lot of this stuff is going to be, post-COVID. And
obviously.
We're just hoping, that goes without saying. But, which is why I can't wait for this damn thing to get over.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But but anyway, we
need a Great Wolf Lodge.
We're just trying to solve the world's problems here today. That's
just,
all.
Just Memphis's.
That's all. I mean, we saw what JT was doing in Nashville, and we were inspired by that. We appreciate and I hope that Nashville appreciates what JT, the man that was born here in Memphis.
Just recapping it, the Nashvillian says that he is now part of the baseball ownership group to bring the team to Nashville? Huh. And he's going to be part owner still of the Grizzlies, so he's got interest in Memphis and Tennessee and Nashville. Go figure. He's part of both cities.
Yeah, I mean, and some people might not have a problem with that. Some people, it might be no issue whatsoever to.
Right.
I just feel
if Perry ever starts talking about selling, that's where it's better be time for JT to step up.
That's right. Buy that thing.
Oh.
You got it? And then
that man act like he didn't hear.
Huh? you help Nashville get everything right? I mean, yeah. The idea that they could leave whatever, that's when you better be jumping time.
JT jumping.
The local has got the local has got first crack at it, right? Mm-hmm. The locals have got first crack.
Minority ownership.
So I'm going to need JT at that point to see if Perry ever gets there. Step on up and show us if you still got Memphis is Memphis out of the board.
It's going to be like that scene in a movie where, like, you're at a party and, like, the music is real loud and, like, there's an emergency and, like, you know, somebody runs up to the star and they're like, hey, something. And the star's like, what?
What'd you say?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. JT gonna be like, they're going where? They're in the Western Conference Finals.
What?
That's when he can really show us.
Yeah.
That's when Memphis will really need him.
His net worth is $230 million.
He's gonna have to have some people with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Help.
He can be the main guy in that or one of them.
Yeah. So. We can get Gotti, even though Gotti said he lost 500 in the first week of Corona.
He lost 500.
1,000.
Gotti did?
Yeah, he did.
What did he lose his money on?
I'm sure shows.
Shows?
So everybody's
damn.
Hurting.
Shut
music.
Down.
Everybody. That's how music's. That's how musicians
that's
make
where
their
the money. The money's in the touring. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, so they're not making much money on royalties. They might make $2 million a year on royalties.
Oh,
they're not. I mean, that ain't furnishing their you know, big lifestyles. It's the you know, $50 to $60 to $70 million. A year that they're getting to go on a tour.
Concerts.
Right? So, there you have it. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support. From hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that, germs!
Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass when you get a free flu shot. Visit CVS today. No-cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com and CVS.com/tested for details.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hit it.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
How you feel, man? I feel all right. I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, Jam! Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha! We're gonna have a bunch of good time.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Mike Krzyzewski has released a statement explaining sort of the ACC's position on everybody playing in the NCAA tournament. And by everybody, like literally everybody in the NCAA tournament, all, I think, 346 eligible teams. This is what he says. And he again has that 357 number. I'm just not sure who is right on this one. In the ACC, we believe in the importance of celebrating our game. There is no better way to do that than involving every team in the most prestigious basketball tournament on the planet. In the thoughtful discussions among ACC coaches, the three primary factors we considered in formulating this idea were the health and safety of our players, the incentive that there will be games, all of which lead to the NCAA tournament this spring, that we need to be unified as a sport, all 357 Division I teams in competing in the game we love, and that Turner and CBS, our generous television partners, would continue to give us all of the money. Oh, no, that was me. No. Got your ass. Your ass was
for a second.
Yeah, you.
Until I heard us all of the money. That's what they want.
Given the uncertainty of this upcoming season, I join my fellow ACC coaches in fully supporting the inclusion of all eligible Division I teams to participate in the 2021 NCAA tournament. This is not a regular season. This is clearly an irregular season that will require something different. Our sport needs to be agile and creative. Most importantly, an all-inclusive postseason tournament will allow a unique and unprecedented opportunity for every team and for every student-athlete to compete for a national championship. Mike Krzyzewski.
Did COVID go away or something?
Let me check on that.
Wait, we're 6 months in. Is it done?
It appears, though.
That Coach K's acting like it is.
It's not gone. It's not gone.
Like, again, we've seen college football plow forward past the whole, oh, they're student-athletes point, the idea more towards what's you should basically pay them, but you're doing it because of the money. I mean, that's why they're playing. We've seen the Big Ten and sort of what's happening with them, Pac-12, how they're being ridiculed at this point for choosing safety, I guess, or we could say liability. That would include money over pushing forward, at least for right now, right? Even if you want to go for the money grab, college basketball, put a couple more rounds in, whatever, you still have to do it the safest way possible. We'd like to think that's what's happening in most of these college football programs, that they're still doing it safely. I mean, Navy's not having fans. I mean, Cincinnati's not having fans. You know what I'm saying? You're testing 2-3 times a week, whatever else. How can you – all those variables with that many teams, right? How can you still say, okay, there's a way we could – how in 2020, right now with where we are, you say there's a way we can do this safely? You don't know.
Right.
You don't know. And, again, the more in this case, the less safe, but theoretically. And so, again, why would you shake up something that works, what's going to be mostly a participation trophy, maybe because you get a couple more million from CBS and from Turner? I mean, is it worth it? So again, ACC just looking out for ACC here. Otherwise, why wouldn't you have floated this to the other conferences like we talked about earlier and sort of made this a scene if everyone agrees with this? Just seems silly to me. And again, just because Coach K signs off on it, because co-signs it, whatever else, I don't think that gives it any more credibility here.
Right,
terms of outside the ACC. I don't think any of us are buying this.
Right. I just think about how long one shining moment would be.
My Lord.
It would be as long
as... You have to do the remix.
The Titanic, man. You know?
To get a... some of everybody in there, you just wouldn't. You wouldn't see your team.
Feel like if you do this many teams, you will inevitably just lose interest, right? By the third week of it, the second week.
But again, if they've gotten more money from whoever to televise more games, all they care about is the money part of that. They don't care who's watching Turner and CBS. That'll be their problem at that point. All the schools care about is do we get more out of this? The NCAA, they're going to get more out of it. They'll be fine with that. They don't care if nobody's watching. The point is it'll just be trash. And again, and more like a participation tournament. So I mean, it takes all the selectiveness out of it. Joe Lunardi ain't working no more because all he's doing is seeding 1 through 351. Everybody's in!
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I just think it devalues the regular season in a way that's unnecessary. That's just kind of where I'm at on it. I think there's something to be said for earning your berth. Earn your berth. Don't have it handed to you, pandemic or not. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to Mark Giannata for joining us on the show today. And thanks, of course, to Paul Feinbaum, friend of the show, for joining us today. We got to get out of here and make Memphis and hopefully continue to make Memphis a better place. Jason said he's going to make a call to Papa Doe's and see
I wish.
If he can get that ball rolling. June 9 on Jeffrey up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN. In your city, Tennessee, frowns ruled the streets and boredom could be found everywhere until the hit games rolled into town. Now a whole lot of fun is about to hit from the producers of Once Upon an Instant Game. The good, the fun, and the winner. And the Tennessee Lottery comes, the Hit Games gang rides again. Fun is coming to your city. Hit Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You gonna eat the other half of that sandwich?
It's all yours.
Nice. Chips too?
Sure.
Cool. What's up with that Powerball ticket?
I didn't win.
Can I have it?
Why?
To enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing. I could win a free trip to New York City or New Year's Eve hometown party package.
Then no, you can't have it.
Fine. But I'm keeping the sandwich.
Visit TNVIPrewards.com to enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Some people say bigger is better. When it comes to buying a home or an ice cream sundae, wouldn't you rather go big? Insurance companies think that because they're bigger, they can pay injured people less than what they really deserve. But guess what? We're big too. As America's largest personal injury firm, we know that our size matters. If you're going up against a big insurance company, you need a big firm fighting for you. If we win big, you win big. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Free background information available upon request.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support, from hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.